Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. The treasure we know as the Great Lakes is now protected in a new way. Indiana has become the third state to adopt the Great Lakes Compact, an agreement between the Great Lakes states that would prevent diversions of water from the basin. The Great Lakes represent 20% of the world's and 95% of North America's surface freshwater. An astonishing array of plants and animals can be found in and around the lakes, including 46 species that are found nowhere else. The protection of its waters is vital not only for the residents of the Great Lakes, but for the world. You might wonder, how can U.S. legislation affect lakes that straddle two countries? Good question. Years of discussion and work groups from both U.S. and Canadian governments resulted in an agreement that we are all stewards of this natural treasure, and we have a shared duty to protect, conserve, and manage these renewable but finite waters. Both countries recognize that the lakes are an interconnected, single hydrologic system, and that both countries must protect the waters to ensure sustainable, accessible, and adequate water supplies for the people and economy of the basin. The adoption of the Great Lakes Compact is an important event, but despite the work and progress that's been made in restoring and improving the health of the Great Lakes, they are still at risk. With climate change and other potential impacts, these waters are under great pressure.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on the Great Lakes Compact is on the web at nature.org/Indiana.